Well, welcome to another episode of the Brewdeck podcast. We are calling Best of Both Worlds. We're actually talking today specifically, as mentioned, some high fives and some congratulatory comments and congratulations, if you will, to our 2022 World Beer Cup and Canadian Brewing Awards. Specifically happy about this program we've been working on for a couple of years on Filsenvest, right? So twofold, right? We're going to recognize some of the gold medal winners that are using or did use either Great Western Malting or Canada Malting products in some of these award-winning beers, and calling out the receipt, if you will, future receipt of these really cool Filsenvest for the winners. So happy to have once again by my side Heather Jarrett and Grant Lawrence. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good. Well, CBC was cool. Again, still kind of struggling to get over it. I know, Heather, you said it took like several days to get back on your feet, right?
Well, I had to do CBAs directly after CBC, so I haven't even had a full 7 days to recover from either of those. So I'll get back to you guys in a couple weeks.
Straight up double header. That's
and that's something. If we've got the Canadians listening, let's think about that going forward. At least give like a week break, right?
Yeah. It was a hard run. Not gonna lie.
Well, good to have everybody back. And CBC was really cool. It's good to be back, at least from Country Malt Group standpoint and our vendor partners. Really, really cool event. And we did do three mini episodes every day of the expo, which were really, really cool. And definitely thanks to everybody that participated and the listeners as well. So happy to be back behind the microphone and y'all joining me. So we talked about briefly about the Filsenvest, but we're calling this program, if you will, Winning Beer Starts Here. And what we're doing is giving one vest per brewery per gold medal. And they're these really kick Filsenvests that we've been working on for quite some time. They're really awesome. I've heard stories, Heather, like you guys were, you know, I guess had them on display up at the CBAs, and were you wearing one and just wouldn't take it off?
That wasn't me. I'll give a shout out to the head brewer Mike from the Establishment Brewing in Calgary, because he was the very first to receive the Canada Malting Vest for winning Brewery of the Year last year in Canada, the Canadian Brewing Awards. And I presented it to him on the Tuesday, and I never saw him for the entire week not wearing it.
Oh, no.
Right, every event, it was making everybody jealous. It was pretty fantastic.
I thought the first segment you were telling me that you had to like go tackle somebody to take it off them.
Straight up like Happy Gilmore style.
Oh, that would be funny watching that.
I wouldn't put it past me either.
Yeah. No, again, so for those listeners out there that did win a gold at either one of those events recently, and you haven't signed up to get this really cool vest sent out, just reach out to your CMG rep, and they'll fill you in on all the details and how to go through that process of getting this thing, the size set up for you, and so we can get this out the door. So really, really cool. So World Beer Cup, Canadian Brewing Awards, and we're going to be doing it for gold medal award winners at GABF. But Grant, tell us a little bit about World Beer Cup.
Yeah, for those out there listening, if you're a brewer and you've never entered, you kind of don't know how it goes. The World Beer Cup is sort of like the Olympics of beer. You know, anybody from around the world, not just North America, can enter, and it's in conjunction with the Craft Brewers Conference every other year. This was a nice turnout this year. Breweries participated. I got some notes here. 2,493 different breweries participated.
Wow.
In 17 countries that received awards this year. And a total of 10,542 beers entered. With each category, there was an average beers per category of 102. So,
Lord.
Pretty steep competition.
A lot of beer.
Yeah.
How'd you like to be judging those? And I don't know if either of y'all have, but I know people that have judged those, and it seems like that's a lot, you know?
I've never judged at that level. I've judged at beer festivals before and not even close to being that many beers. And it's a lot to go through.
Man. Same. Well, thanks to all the judges for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of categories, you know, I've got kind of the highest categories here and, you know, kind of as you can expect, it's American IPA, 384 entries, juicy and hazy IPA, 343. So kind of a close second, but that's kind of neat because it kind of swings the other way and you got German Pilsner at 254 entries. So those are
making a comeback. Styles.
Yeah. Right. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. What about the Canadian Brewing Awards, Heather?
So it's definitely not as big. It's obviously just a Canadian wide. It's just a competition for the judging the quality of Canadian manufactured beer. There are 61 categories, so 58 in total, plus they do best of show and then brewery of the year. It's widely recognized symbol of Canadian brewing excellence. They just actually changed the design of the actual trophy this year. So it was kind of cool. They look really awesome.
Nice. Really, really good. Well, before we get into this list here, I do want to send a shout out to our friends at Breakside Brewery up in Oregon and the Establishment Brewing in Calgary. They actually assisted us, if you will, in kind of coming up with these vests and giving us the thumbs up on these. And they've won plenty of awards, but they were pretty successful in 2021. And I believe one of them might have won one of the golds at World Beer Cup, but we shall soon find out. So thank those guys for helping us out and putting this project together specifically with the vest. So let's jump right in, give some celebrations. And this is, by the way, no particular order. I think it was just the order of people that reached out and said, "Hey, you know, we won, and let's get that vest."
Yeah, so we can jump in. So we'll start with some World Beer Cup wins in the experimental beer category from Woods Beer and Wine in San Francisco, California. Their beer, Divine Origins, won gold, and they use Great Western Two Row and Great Western White Wheat Malt in that as well. So congratulations to Woods Beer and Wine.
Yeah, and it sounds like it was an interesting comment they made that they aged it extensively on wine grapes.
Yeah.
I don't know much about that. It sounds pretty cool.
That'd be pretty awesome. I'd like
it's
to
kind of one of the new trends, right? Like using the wine must and the theols and that sort of thing. Like to do a podcast episode just from that topic at some point here in the near future. Hint.
Yeah. It's actually really cool to combine those two worlds, combine the wine world and the beer world.
For sure. Yeah. Just stay tuned for that. I think in the next few weeks. Well, congrats to Woods Beer and Wine for sure.
Up next, we got Amsterdam Brewery out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. They won gold with their Saison Bord du Lac. I hope I'm probably butchering that, but I'm doing my best. And they say they used Canada Malting Pils in it, and some wheat and some chit malt. Really cool. You know, I love, like, we've talked about it on the show before, but using some chit malt in like a Saison or some kind of hazy style, you know, just a really high protein barley just works awesome. So congrats.
Yeah, that Pils is a perfect base for that style, well, as of many, but sure, it's a perfect base for sure.
Yeah.
Congrats to them. Another one on the list, Monday Night Brewing out of Atlanta, Georgia. Space Lettuce, what a great name.
Such a good name.
For the Imperial India Pale Ale. I used Canada Malting, Munich, amongst some other ones, but they referenced that CMC makes world-class beers with their products. So congratulations to Monday Night Brewing.
Awesome. Moving on to the Schwarz beer category. We've got Big Beach Brewing Company in Gulf Shores. Is that Alabama? Sorry, you're going to have to excuse my...
We vacation there. It's great.
My Canadian-ness on not knowing the abbreviations for the states.
Great spring break spot. Lots of...
Is it a good one?
Oh, yes. I'll
have to make my way down there. Surrender Cobra is the name of the beer, and that's pretty awesome as well. And they use Great Western Light Munich and Great Western Superior Pilsen in that product. They say that the Munich is the key to the beer, which I think is really cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Cool. Congrats.
That's like, isn't Surrender Cobras like, I think of it for like sports games where you're like, your team is just down and you kind of put your hands like on your head, both in the same time, kind of make a Cobra hood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, coming up next is the Imperial IPA category from the beer's called Devil's Pool, and it is from, I'm probably going to say this wrong, Wissahickon Brewery, Wissahickon Brewing Company, Philadelphia, PA. And they say they use CMC two-row pale. Awesome. You know, we did that episode about pale recently, so it's great to see someone using kind of a heavy backbone, multi-backbone base malt for an Imperial IPA. Right on. Congratulations with Wissahickon Brewing.
Hey, you did a good job. Sounds about right. Congrats to him for sure. Next up, World Beer Cup in the category of Australian style pale ale. It's an interesting category. It's our buddies over at Lost Winds Brewing Company. I've actually been out there in San Clemente, California. So high five to those guys. They use primarily pure Idaho Pilsner from a Great Western Great Western Malting, and the beer name was Beach Hoppin' Pale Ale. You know, obviously that we know, and they also mentioned that PID gives such a nice balanced kind of bready sweetness and soft golden color. So definitely helped them get to the top. So congrats to Lost Winds Brewing Company.
Australian style pale ale is so neat. Like I kind of remember when a lot of brewers were making those, and it's been a while, but it doesn't surprise me that Pure Idaho would be perfect for it, because it's a very like light colored, you know, very fizzy style pale ale. And I think traditionally it uses a certain Australian hops. I kind of want to say Pride of Ringwood, but yeah, right on. That's awesome.
And the next one, I don't have a category title for this one.
Yeah, what happened? It just says 30.
I don't know
30.
What happened there. Number 30. No. And I'd have to Google it. So if somebody can look up what category 30 is, it's going to be barrel-aged something based on the name of this beer. But it's coming to us from Melvin Brewing in Alpine, Wyoming. Am I nailing these?
Yes, yeah, you are. Yeah.
My geography is
certainly not the first time for Melvin to win an award.
No.
Yes, definitely not. And the beer is called Barrel-Aged Ruckus, which I also love that name. and they are using Great Western products as well. So they're using two row and the Crystal 120, as well as some roasted barley in that one. And they say the Great Western is consistent and awesome, which I also agree. So,
yeah, we're partial. Absolutely. Yeah.
No, a little partial.
Yeah. Yeah. No, congrats to Melvin Brewing for sure. And looking forward to seeing y'all sporting that vest on some social media soon.
That's right. Up next, Figueroa Mountain Brewing Company. They won gold with their Figueroa Mountain Mosaic. It's a American pale ale. They use mostly Great Western two row. They say that the two row is a balance of flavor. It's fantastic and consistently award-winning. And just like Melvin, I know Figueroa is no newcomer to awards. So congrats, Figueroa Mountain.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Looks like we got two golds at the World Beer Cup. And I'll just roll through these real quick. So Brewers at 4001 Yancey, one of them, beer name Victory Brewing Company Slow Breeze. The other one is Victory Brewing Company Sunny Monkey, both with Canada Malting Company. Majority of those grain bills are the Superior Pills, and they mentioned that it's a fantastic, consistent base malt. So the categories for those for the Slow Breeze was the Belgian-style table beer or Belgian-style session ale. And then for the Sunny Monkey was a specialty Berliner-style Weiss. So congrats to the folks at Brewers at 4001. I will mention that those are coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
I think that's their kind of like sort of their R&D pub. You know, I don't know too much.
Yeah. Yep.
Chris would be the one to ask, but yeah, I think that they do a bunch of R&D stuff there. Really cool.
And that's working out for them.
Yeah, it is. Two golds.
Two vests.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. On. Awesome. So the next one is the German style sour ale. This one was won by Anderson Valley Brewing in California, and with their Holy Goza or Holy Ghost, I suppose, they're using the Great Western two-row and wheat malts again in this one. So congratulations to Anderson Valley.
Oh, next we've got Dual Citizen Brewing Company out of St. Paul, Minnesota. So, you know, taking home the gold in the hometown CBC. Really awesome. They call this beer Mayhem and Mischief. It won gold for barley wine. Uses Great Western C120, C40, some Thomas Fawcett in there, some chocolate, some brown. He says the quality of Great Western malting is what I like. I've been brewing professionally for over 15 years and I've always had Great Western malting in my grain room. Another shout out to them. We actually had a brewer from Dual Citizen on our podcast for the mini episode the other week at CBC, and we were pouring one of their beers at our booth. So really cool to have them on, have them win. And I even made it over there and had a couple lagers while I was in town, and they had a rye lager on slow pour. It was just epic. Yeah. So don't miss Dual Citizen.
How come I didn't get that invite when you went over there?
Yeah, wow. I didn't get that one either.
Yeah. Come on, Grant.
Jeez. I think we had like some of the crew there, but yeah, it was packed.
I'll remember that next time, Grant. Damn. Congrats to Dual Citizen.
Congrats.
World Beer Cup, another winner. Fatheads Brewery, probably another one that's not unfamiliar with winning some medals, but won a gold there for their South German style Hefeweizen called Google Fogger. Another good name. Canada Malting two row. I'm not sure if I mentioned what category they won in, but let me take a step back in case it's South German style Hefeweizen. Made mention that it they find it always produces a consistent quality product. So out of Middleburg Heights, Ohio, congrats to the folks over at Fatheads.
Typically, it seems like they kind of win a bunch of awards in the hoppy category. Really cool to see them win a completely different style, right? With a Hef.
Awesome. Yeah, good point.
Oh, and just so happens I get the next Canadian one that won, Mount Arrowsmith Brewing out in Parksville, British Columbia. So they are out on Vancouver Island. They won for experimental IPA, and it was the Spruit, and they actually put spruce chips in it. I got to try it last time I was out there, and it's absolutely delicious. They're using Superior Pilsen from Canada Malting as their base. And they just say it provides like a nice clean and consistent gravity.
Every time I've had a spruce tip beer, it's never tasted like what I picture a spruce tip tasting like in my head, right? It's like, it's kind of fruity. It's really nice. It's not like, I kind of picture like just straight pine resin in my head, and that's just
nuts. Yeah. it's not like one of those hop, like a really resiny hop. It's got some good flavor to it.
Yeah. I'd like to see more spruce tip beers, right on. Mm-hmm. Up next, we've got Zwanzig's Brewery. I get all the hard ones.
You do get the hard ones.
We did that on purpose because we didn't get the invite to Dual Citizen.
That's true.
Zwanzig's Brewing in Columbus, Indiana. They won gold with their Fulcrum Imperial Stout. It's an American-style Imperial Stout using Canada Malting 2-Row and some of the flaked oats from Canada Malting as well. Yeah, congratulations, Zwanzig's. Actually, I've been by there. It's been so long ago. I don't make it up to Columbus very often, but it's a neat little pizza joint. If you're in the area, would recommend it.
Congrats to them. Another WBC gold medal winner using Canada Malting products, primarily Superior Pilsen in this one, but it's in the category of the fruited wheat ale named Sunshine City. It's the folks up north and at Neighborhood Brewing up in Penticton, BC.
That's it.
There we go. Yeah, they find that the CMC Pils is just, it's absolutely dependable and really love the flavor. So shout out to our friends up north, and congratulations for the gold medal, and looking forward to see you guys supporting this vest as well.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Love whenever I'm in Penticton getting to go down to Neighborhood. They have amazing burritos. So if you're ever in the area, go to Penticton, go to Neighborhood and eat some burritos because they are fantastic. And drink many beers.
it's damn near dinner time, so I'm getting hungry.
I know. We do this to ourselves though.
Every time.
Yep. All right. British Imperial Stout, which would be just one of my favorite categories because that would be delicious. Coming from Five Branches Brewing in Tarpon Springs, Florida. Dog and Wrench is the name of the beer. And they're using CMC two row. High yield and great price. I like that.
Can't beat that.
No.
Up next, Cameron's Brewing Company in Oakville, Ontario.
Ontario. Yeah, we jumped to the Canadian Brewing Awards.
we should tell that. Yeah.
Yeah, good point, Heather. Yeah.
Now we're going north of the wall. So
now we are, yes, exactly. So yes, with the Canadian Brewing Awards, they won gold in American style IPA with Cameron's Giraffe IPA. Let's see, the beer used Canada Malting Two Row, Great Western Vienna, and Canada Malting Wheat Malt. And they say that Canada Malting Two Row consistency and flavor is what did it for them. So congrats to Cameron's Brewing Co.
Another Canadian Brewing Awards gold medal for the session IPA category with the beer name Ready Paler 2, primarily using CMC Two Row, is Analog Brewing Company out of Edmonton, Alberta. And I like their comments here. They said the CMCs is just reliable and repeatable results, but more importantly, the company is easy to do business with. I like it.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not getting fired anytime soon. That's what
we're doing. Well, I don't know. So we're about to go into the Battle of Alberta for the NHL playoffs. So, and I'm a really big Calgary Flames fan. So all the Edmonton Brewers might not like me very much.
Well, didn't y'all just polish off Dallas here?
We did beat Dallas, but I mean, that was a tough round because Dallas's goalie was absolutely insane. Like, I think that guy was standing on his head saving goals. It was ridiculous. But wow. So it was not an easy win. We're going to the Battle of Alberta for the first time in, I think, 30 years. Edmonton and Calgary are playing together in the playoffs. So
awesome.
I'm a little sad I'm not still there for that.
Well, at least we got one Dallas team that's moving on. The Mavericks.
That's right.
Oh, man.
They're doing pretty good.
Fan for life. Oh, yeah. Tearing it up.
Well, we might as well move to Calgary now because we've got Cabin Brewing, one out of Calgary, one gold for Great Expectations, their English bitter. And they used Canada Malting Superior Pale. They also use some Red Shed biscuit malt in this as well. And Red Shed's a little craft maltster that we work with out of Northern Alberta. So our central Alberta, I guess. So that's really great to see. Jonas, the brewer, is very, very excited about this vest. He came off stage and looked at me and said, "That's a vest." So he's very much looking forward to getting this one.
Such a great style. Like, you know, I know sometimes from what I hear, it doesn't move real quick in a tap room, but just those low ABV styles, like an English bitter. I've actually got one on tap right now in the kegerator. So I'm digging English bitters at the moment.
I think I've homebrewed that quite a few times. Like, it's one of my dad's favorite styles. So we'll make it a lot. Like, we just want to make something that it's easy for us to drink. And yeah, it's definitely a fan favorite.
Absolutely.
And congratulations to Cabin.
That's right.
Congrats.
I'm waiting to hear how Grant butchers this one too. This is like, we didn't plan this, but it's just like how the cards are falling here. So go for it. Grant.
I keep getting Chalmers on.
Do you want me to do it?
I want to hear him try.
Okay, you try.
Microbrasserie Trois Lacs.
There, you nailed it.
I'm clapping. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Well,
Three Lakes Brewing.
I got to read the city in Canada they're from. Notre Dame de l'Epiro in Quebec, Canada.
Yeah.
Nice job, Grant.
they won the Canadian Brewing Awards gold with Miss Maple, and it's in the category Honey Maple Alternative Sugar Lager. Sounds very Canadian and very awesome. Using Canada Malting Superior Pills.
It is awesome. We got to try some at the awards. They had them on the table for us to sip on. And it was just, it was really very, it tasted very Canadian.
It's hard to brew with maple syrup because it just wants to dry out. Like, it just wants to completely ferment out. Mm-hmm. I've tried that many times, but definitely challenging to use and get the maple flavor to come through.
Well, we're talking about maple syrup. Just curious question, Grant, when you're brewing with maple syrup, Do you want to use like the pure maple syrup, or are you throwing in some like, you know, over the counter Mrs. Butterworth's or something?
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. I think Mrs. Butterworth's is like high fructose corn syrup.
Have you ever seen like, and we're, I'm off topic here. Have you ever looked at the ingredient list on some of the, you know, like I'm not knocking Miss Butterworth's by any means, or any other brand for that matter, but compared to just all natural maple syrup? Hey, next time, take a look.
It's like a novel, right?
It's crazy. Yeah. I told my kids, like, I'm just giving you this natural stuff from now on, because I don't recognize anything on the back of that label.
Yeah.
The natural stuff is so much better.
It is good.
So much better.
I spring for the naturals, just the plain maple syrup. I do think that the one that makes it down here to Texas is usually from Vermont, not Canada, unfortunately. But yeah.
Still pretty close. They're close together.
Yeah. Well, congrats again to the English title name. Was it Three Lakes Brewing?
Yes, but Michael Brasserie Twarlock. Yeah, and I probably butchered it. I might hear from Matt Chalmers on that one later.
Yeah,
it's all good. We're going to bounce back to another World Beer Cup winner in a pretty cool category, which I enjoy myself, the English Mild from Mitten Brewing Company out in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The beer was called Triple Crown Brown. Using primarily Canada malting Spear Pale, which is the first mention of the... No, we had another one earlier.
But haven't used it for their English bitter as well.
There you go.
For their other English beer, yeah.
I think that's one of those malts that sometimes can get overlooked. And, you know, we've talked about it on other podcasts before. But the Pale is a fantastic malt coming out of Canada malting for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a great stand-in, you know, when you're having trouble sourcing or maybe there's some kind of hold up on like an imported like UK pale. Canada Malting's Superior Pale just fits the ticket. It really is an awesome malt.
Yeah, no, 100% agreed. So yeah, congrats to Mitten Brewing Company.
Well, this one's a little fun. We've got two gold medals for Steamworks Brewing, which are out here in Burnaby, British Columbia. So they won gold for the flavored stout and porter for toasted coconut stout. This is all back to the Canadian Brewing Awards. And they also won gold for the North American Premium Lager for their Lionsgate Lager. And they actually use Great Western two-row for both of these.
That's cool.
Great to see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have Great Western doesn't have a huge, huge presence up here, but they love using it. They've been using it for years. So that's great to see.
Yeah, paid off.
West Coast of Canada is just really cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. We do that.
Okay. Once again, this is like a joke almost, guys. Okay, I'm gonna try again. Microbrasserie du Saguenay.
Saguenay, I think is how you say it.
Saguenay.
But go for that.
They are also in Quebec. With La Libertine, and it was a North American style blonde or golden ale using Canada Malting two row.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Congratulations, Microbrasserie du Saguenay.
Congrats.
Yeah. Well, so those are, I think that's 27 on this list, and we still got folks pouring in. We don't know all of them, but we certainly, for those listeners out there, that won a gold, please reach out to your salesperson here at Country Malt Group. We'll put you in touch or in steering the right direction on how to go through the process of letting us know what category, where you won your gold, either the CBAs or World Beer Cup. And we'd love to get a vest out to your brewery. So if you haven't yet, just reach out to your rep over at Country Malt Group and they'll steer you in the right direction. And, you know, not just congratulations to these folks who support both Great Western Malting and Canada Malting, but overall congratulations to all the winners. I know it's a lot of work and it's a fantastic tribute to all the hard work our brewing community and our friends out there are putting in work and making sure that they focus on quality products. So big congrats to everybody out there.
Great. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, how about it?
I wanted to jump in because I know we mentioned multiple times when we were at CBC, Oregon Fruit was allowing people to vote for their next seasonal fruit. And we had 150 people voted across North America, and we have a winner. So do we want to do a drum roll again, Fran?
Okay, here we go. Yes.
The winner is Prickly Pear. So, yeah, it's going to be nice.
Ooh, Grant and I like that one.
Yes. Get
quite a lot of that down here. That's great.
So that's going to be available starting in the fall. So look for that coming soon.
Man, Grant, I think we talked about Prickly Pear in another episode.
That's right. I think back in season one.
Yeah, I think you actually threw out to Chris Hodge or at Oregon Fruit, like, hey, why don't you do a prickly pear? So did you go out and vote like 148 times?
That could have all been Grant.
Yeah, I set up a bot farm for sure.
I will say, if you're going out trying to do your own prickly pear, don't do it. It's I'm telling you, like, I tried to do it one time and just destroyed my hands. It's very interesting to work with. So just let the good folks at Oregon Fruit do the work for you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to everybody that voted for that, because Grant's really excited.
Yeah, I'm glad to see it'll be like year round. I want to see some more prickly pear saisons out there, or like just wheat beers. It's perfect. It has this really deep purple color. You know, the flavor is just kind of interesting. Like, it doesn't have that overly ripe berry you can get out of some puree. No, there's anything wrong with that, but it's just different. It's not like anything else. In fact, it would mix really well with other fruits. If you wanted to bring out the flavor. Another thing that I want to mention while we're doing some shout outs here, Heather, Europils.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's a new malt from Canada Malting. They're malting it in the
Montreal.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Montreal Malt House is doing it out of some beautiful Laureate barley that they imported, and it's going to be a slightly under modified Pilsner malt. So just really something that I'm really interested in. I can't wait to get my hands on it. The samples I've had so far have been nice, but I'd like to brew with it. It's coming out very soon here in the next few months. We were kind of showing it off and debuting it at CBC. Like a S over T of like a 38 or a 39. So you can absolutely just single infusion mash it, or you can step mash it, but you don't have to. But, you know, really, it's just going to give you that light color, that very low protein. It's going to be a perfect, like, European-style Pilsner malt, but malted here in North America.
Yeah, exciting stuff for sure. Well, I think it's a wrap. And again, Grant, Heather, and I want to certainly congratulate the winners, not only the gold, but the rest of the medal winners at both World Beer Cup and Canadian Brewing Awards. And keep in mind, we're going to be doing this for GABF coming up later this year. So, right. Yeah, touch base with us. If you see these vests floating around, well, now you got an opportunity to get one in your hand. So appreciate everybody's hard work on brewing their awesome beer. Keep it up, and look forward to this next episode, which Grant teased a little bit earlier. If you missed it, just go back and take another listen to this one. And for those listening out there, I really appreciate your ears every couple weeks when we put these out. It really means a lot to us. And as long as y'all are listening, we'll keep coming to the table with some interesting stuff. So we look forward to catching up with you in a couple weeks, and y'all make it a fantastic day. Heather, Grant, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.